Hello, everyone. This is Liberty.
And Ryan, and we are here doing our very first podcast.
And we are so excited. And it also just happens that we're taking video of our podcast so we can post it, so we can see it. It's kind of like a TV show in a way.
See it, hear it,
all of it.
Watch it.
So because it's our first podcast, we felt that it would be really important to talk about who we are, what we would like to do, what we're doing, and hopefully we'll impact some people along the way.
That's right.
Okay. Do you want me to start?
You start.
Okay. So Ryan and I are approaching our 1 year marriage anniversary, and we've been together going on 2 years, and we have found that we are happier than we have ever been, whether it's in a relationship or not. We kind of can't contain our happiness, which is awesome. And we've done it individually, but definitely together. And we found it to be that it's now a passion of ours to impact not just people in general, but impact other couples and couples who work together. Maybe you don't work together and you just want to be as happy as you possibly can together. In life, we happen to be fitness people. So maybe in fitness, in anything that you do, we're talking about couples and happiness.
That's right. And we feel that we've just found so much data and so much research, and we live it out every day. And those pieces of information have changed our views and our takes, and a lot of our own ways of doing things have changed because of what we've learned.
Absolutely. And we're not new to relationships or to marriage. We've both been married before, and we definitely wanted to do it right, so to speak. So we like to call ourselves information aggregators, and we research and constantly look for the best people to share information on how to be your best in a relationship.
So what do we hope to do in the coming months and years? Well, we hope to continue aggregating the data and the research and
finding the best people, right?
Finding the
they
best
might
people,
have research, but
the most compelling authors and speakers,
the most experience, education,
the most experience, get them together. We also hope to inspire other couples to do what we're doing, and maybe not exactly what we're doing, but just to spend the quality time together, to love each other, to serve each other. We've been so happy with our lives and how they're going. And we hope to do all that. More about us. We work together. We exercise together. We live together.
Yeah, we do a lot together. And many people ask us, how do you do it? And it takes some work and it takes effort. We just happen to love each other so much. We enjoy each other's company a lot. But it's definitely not something that can always come naturally. And we definitely stop and figure out the best way to work together in all things.
Or maybe it does come naturally, but we had to reprogram ourselves to accept nature.
That's true too. So we'll be exploring topics like that. Yeah, that's so true. So in any case, we're excited to share so much information, so much inspiration, motivation. That's really, truly the goal of everything that we're doing now.
And what's our main goal with this podcast?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Our main goal with the podcast is to bring experts in and share our information, right?
Right. Share information on the podcast, talk about relationship issues that people bring up to us, address them, tell you what we're doing. Doesn't work for everyone, but
share ideas.
Share ideas.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. So next we're going to get into aggregating couple data, a little bit more information on that, our why, who we follow, and we'll be right back. We're back.
We're back. And we want to talk about aggregating couple data and why we talk about who we follow. So we aggregate couple data because we realize that we have learned and changed so much from the resources that are out there. And even though we didn't always love what we were reading or learning, the information helped to change us, change the way we think, change the way we behave, change the way we interact, and really deal with the traumas that we've experienced.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you used the word trauma, because I think especially lately, in a particular book that we're reading that I know we'll talk a lot more about, it's talking about a little bit of PTSD, but not just someone who goes off to war. We experience traumas in our life, whether it's early on or even 1 year ago, that we bring with us into the present, and we deal with current situations, reliving those traumas. And we've learned a lot about the way the brain works, the frontal cortex, and all the other parts that we can't even pronounce. But just researching that, like Ryan said, aggregating that data, getting it broken down for us, talking to experts, has helped us understand those things more. And that's really what helps us understand each other more. And instead of wigging out because we lost our SHIT, we can cool down together, understand each other more, and know really where we're coming from. And we would love to empower other people to do the same. Because I think some couples fall off track because they just don't stop to think of maybe the traumas that someone's brought to their present moment.
And part of us aggregating the data, and anyone could do it, but I think what we've been lucky and fortunate enough is to have the time to do it and to get it. And so we can take all of the resources that we've found, or even the ones we have found not super helpful, and just get them into these podcasts, make them quick and easy for everyone to have the main takeaway.
Yeah. And we don't want to be really boring data aggregators. We really want everyone to find our information helpful and useful and inspiring and interesting. So hopefully we can deliver it to everyone in a really fun way too. And not just us talking about it, but bringing the experts into it and talking too.
So who are some of our favorites right now?
Number one is Faith Harper right now. And Faith, I think it's because we're in the middle of reading her
Faith
book.
Harper's at the top of our list right now. She's also super approachable in social media and emails, and she's awesome.
Yeah. And the book we're reading is, because we have a 5-year-old in the room, we won't say the actual word, but UNFUCK Your Brain is what she's written, and among other things. But that is the book that we're reading, and that's really impacting us.
And at the start of our relationship and marriage, we're very impacted by Gottman and his research with his wife.
Yeah. And people can look up the Gottman Institute.
Right. And then the 5 love languages, definitely impactful for us.
And we're beginning just to talk to other marriage counselors and therapists and people out there who do the same. They research and they're educated. They have their own data, yet they're in essence aggregating really helpful tips others.
Yeah. So as we go on with our podcasting, we will dive into those and others as we come across them. If you have any suggestions, send them our way. We love suggestions.
And I might do this instead of just stopping the recording and moving on. I think we should talk about the couples retreat that we're planning, and then we can end this first podcast instead of dragging it on. What do you think?
I think we should do a second segment.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I'm going to let him win this time. Okay. So we'll be right back. We're officially back since Ryan won. And we wanted to talk a little bit about a couples retreat that we're planning, and we are just so excited about it. We wanted to make sure we share it on this podcast because we know it will be coming up a lot more in the future. So our ideas for a couples retreat, it might be a 1-day intensive, right? We're still debating 1-day intensive or maybe 2 days. So one overnight.
One overnight.
Yeah. 4 or 5 couples. So yeah. Pretty intimate. We're inviting our speakers. So we talked earlier about Faith Harper. We have a local friend who's a couples therapist. He happens to be our same age, which I think it's important for everyone to know that we're in our late 30s. Brian's closer to his mid 30s, but I'm definitely in my late 30s. Talking from experience of that same amount of life experience, I guess.
So if you're in the San Diego area listening to this and you have any interest, a couple activities, 4 couples, speakers, some challenges, some just useful resources that you can put into play right away. Nothing too serious. This isn't like therapy session in a group. This is just,
we'll have fun
taking the tools out there. Maybe you just need a reset on your relationship. Maybe you love your relationship and you just want to make it better.
And we also will bring our tandem to this couples retreat.
Oh,
so we'll talk a lot more about our tandem bike, but that's for another day.
So in the future, we've got a couples retreat coming up, lots of info on data that we find and put into little tidbits for you. We love our tandem bike. We think every couple should be required to try one of those. And we hope that we can just inspire everyone.
So it's in the works. We're looking at September right now, and stay tuned for that. So I think we've officially recorded our first podcast.
Yay.
And we've had some real good relationship moments during this. So thank you for anyone who's listened, and we hope that you join us for more in the future.
Bye.
Thank you. Follow us at Liberty and Ryan.
That's LIBERTYANDRYAN.